Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving Day. And though every person alive ought to be thankful to God, you and I know how few are. And here's why. Thankfulness to God is a distinctively Christian way of perceiving the world. Thankfulness implies a gracious God who wants to share his gifts. And Christ is the only assurance that we have such a God. Christians know that God is the giver behind all gifts. Secular people will have none of this. And since the unbelieving world no longer acknowledges God, life is no longer seen as a gift. While secularized people still believe they're somehow entitled to a good life, they no longer see God as the origin and the source of that life. Because they can't see God, they can't see God's gifts, and they can't find any reason to be thankful. As Christians, on the other hand, we should be filled to overflowing with thanksgiving in our hearts to God. For by faith, as Christians, we know that God is the giver of every good and perfect gift. Everything good about your life comes to you from above. Christianity, my friends, is therefore, when you boil it all down, a religion of gratitude. For we believe that our God is gracious in Christ, and that he has already accomplished everything necessary to forgive us, and to this day and to this very hour is still doing everything necessary to save us. And so there is no part of life that we can take any credit for. For what do we have that we did not receive from God as a gift? Our creation, our redemption, our sanctification, these are all undeserved gifts of God's grace. Christians rightly acknowledge that God created everything good and that everything good is God's gift to us. As Christians, we're able to see forgiveness and life and salvation as gifts because we are able to see the God behind these gifts. Now, certainly there are the more obvious blessings that almost anyone can see are from God. But a believer with a mature view can also recognize God's blessings even when they are hidden among disappointment and frustration and suffering. What most Christians would view as a burden, the more seasoned Christian is able to recognize as a hidden blessing. Listen to this Christian woman. God's gift of faith allows her to see her life in a whole new light. She says, "I'm thankful for my husband when he hogs the covers every night because I know he's not out with someone else. I'm thankful for the video games that my teenagers play that often annoy me because it means they're home and safe and not out on the streets. I'm thankful for the taxes that I pay because it means I am still employed. I'm thankful for the mess to clean up after a party because it means God has surrounded me with friends. I'm thankful for my clothes that fit a little too snugly because it means I have enough to eat. I'm thankful for the lawn when it needs mowing, the windows when they need cleaning, the gutters when they need fixing, because all of this means that I have a home. I'm thankful for all the complaining that we do about the government, because it still means we still have freedom of speech. I'm thankful for the parking lot that I find at the parking spot I find at the far end of the parking lot because it means that I'm capable of walking, but that I've been blessed with transportation. I'm even thankful for my huge heating bill because it means that I am warm. I'm thankful for the lady behind me in church who sings off key because it means I can hear. I'm thankful for the pile of laundry and ironing I have to do because it means God has given me clothes to wear. And I'm thankful for my weariness and aching muscles at the end of a day because it means I am healthy and capable of hard work. And I'm especially thankful for that alarm that goes off in the early morning hours because it means that I am alive and that God has given my life purpose. This little list of things that we can be thankful for makes the important point that behind every problem and hassle and inconvenience, there is often a hidden blessing. Sometimes we need reminded that behind anything that you could ever find to complain about, you can also find something to be thankful for. Whether you feel blessed or whether you feel burdened by life largely then depends on how you look at life, but more importantly, how you look at God. Do we look at God as someone who is for us or against us? Do we more often look for the hidden blessings that are beneficial, or is it easier to complain about the more obvious burdens that we feel life has imposed upon us? My friends, if we truly believe that God is guiding our lives by his love and by his grace given to us in Jesus Christ, then we will know that our lives are truly blessed no matter what happens. And for this reason, being truly thankful requires Christian faith. For God gives us the faith to see both his gifts and his goodness at work in our lives, gifts that we would otherwise fail to see. Faith sees God working everything for our eternal good behind the scenes in ways not visible to the naked eye. And so people of faith are grateful. Grateful because God has allowed us to see that he is the giver behind the gifts that we've been given. Now, secular people are empiricists. This means they only believe in what they can see. And they refuse to acknowledge God since God would not allow them to examine him like a lab rat on their own terms through their five senses. But instead, God chose his own way to reveal himself to mankind. You and I know, my friends, that we encounter the true and living God in Christ through his word, the word preached, and to the sacrament that we will receive. By choosing to reveal himself in the preaching of his word, in the life-changing waters of holy baptism, and in his son's own body and blood received in the Lord's Supper, God chooses to remain out of sight and to work in our lives from behind the scenes. Now, God can do anything, and God could have revealed himself in any number of ways, but God purposely chooses to work in our hearts in this way, through the means of grace. And so by coming to man in these humble forms, God intends to frustrate the wisdom of man that considers himself too scientific to find God in any humble way, such as in a manger asleep on the hay. There's an old saying that God gives every bird its food, but God doesn't throw the food into the nest. If we aren't appropriately thankful to God this Thanksgiving, maybe it's because we don't understand that God gives his gifts, but he rarely gives them in person. He rarely intervenes in our lives directly. But God does work indirectly in our lives through ordinary people and events and circumstances. Just because God doesn't appear in person when he hands you his gifts doesn't mean that God isn't still the one who is providing you with every blessing that you enjoy. You know, perhaps in an agrarian society, people once had a better handle on these things. It was easier to see for them how their whole livelihood depended on God. Those who worked the land depended on God's benevolent control of nature. Farmers once understood that the abundance of the harvest that they gathered in all depended on God. They looked to God for sun and rain, for warmth and weather, conducive to crop growth. These are still things that man and science cannot yet control. I say this because in our sophisticated age of science and technology, most people have lost their reliance on God. Many in our postmodern age have placed their trust in the advances of medicine and science and dismissed God completely. But what people don't understand is that isn't the choice between God or science or between God or medicine. In our Lutheran understanding of things, we know that sometimes God gives us his gifts through science and through medicine. And that's why we don't typically pray for any kind of divine healing apart from medicine. We don't stop taking our medicines and then still expect God to heal us. But we know that God works in and through doctors and hospitals. We believe that our prayers are answered as God blesses the skill of the surgeon during surgery, and by realizing that God is responsible for the beneficial effects in the medicines that we take. These are but some of the means that God uses to bless our lives. What we are saying is that just as God works in our spiritual life through word and sacrament, the means of grace to bless us, God works also in the routine of our daily life through hidden means as well. God protects us by means of parents and police. God loves us, but through family and friends. God encourages us by a kind or wise word spoken to us. God provides for us through our ability to earn a living. God shapes us by those people that he places into our lives. God trains us through events that challenge us to grow. God directs our steps as he opens those opportunities in front of us. God creates faith by occasions such as these when we come to hear his word. In none of these cases does God interact with you directly, and yet God is with you, working always in your life behind the scenes. Now, when I say that God deals with us indirectly, this isn't to say that God isn't directly involved in your lives. He is. God has an intimate knowledge and concern for your life. Just because God doesn't reveal himself in the giving of his gifts doesn't mean that he is not concerned for those who receive his gifts. God is directly responsible for every blessing that he gives, but he gives them through people and events and circumstances of life. Christians will never be able to demonstrate this to an unbelieving world to its satisfaction, that all good things are from God, even though they come in ordinary ways. And nevertheless, that is what the divine word teaches, and that is what the believing heart must affirm. As Christians, we live among an unbelieving age that credits itself with its own successes. A secular person believes that he has nothing to thank God for tomorrow but for himself, for all that he has accomplished and accumulated in life. But the Bible reminds us differently. It says, Christians, do not be deceived. Every good and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights. And in another place in Scripture, it says, for everything that God created is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving. Both of these passages and so many others in the Bible remind Christians that we need to attribute everything to God that is good about our lives. In fact, it is the hallmark of Christianity to humbly credit our gracious God for everything that is good in our life. And so while Thanksgiving is technically a national holiday and not a church holy day, Thanksgiving is one of the most natural of all Christian celebrations. For it goes to the very heart and core of what we believe as Christians, to be thankful for life and salvation and for every other blessing that you and I receive through Jesus Christ. As Christians, we understand that much of what God gives to us comes through human channels due to the fact that God is hidden behind the gift. The worldly people treat God's blessings as if they were receiving some sort of anonymous gift in the mail, and they never inquire about who to thank. The world simply uses the gift and ignores the giver. But even when our Lord came into the world, he didn't simply poke his head down through the cloud and speak to man, but he used human means. God sent us the greatest gift of his Son through a virgin mother. God was most certainly our Savior's Father, but Mary was the human means by which God's Son was born to us. Only in this case, God did not simply give us the gift, but God, the giver, actually became the gift. God, the giver, came into our world wrapped in plain human wrapping, so that no one without faith would recognize God or the gift that he was giving. For hidden within the human flesh and form of Jesus, there was God. And there was God's greatest gift. And with that gift, that is what inspires all thankfulness. And that is what will bless our Thanksgiving tomorrow. May God grant it to be so for Christ's sake in your lives. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.